Good morning. It is 7:09 a.m. on Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. Some of the cloudiness is burning off. It's quite a dramatic morning. I'm looking up at the God rays shining through the clouds off to the east. It's nothing I can get a picture of, but it's very, very striking. That clouds off to the west over the mountains are still kind of pinky color because the sun isn't up very high and it is behind a cloud here. Pretty thick cloud. So, yeah, yesterday I got through Dark Knight Station Origins. I think I need to read through it again. And then see if I can find a few beta readers who want to read it. I'm distracted because I just read an email from Sifu, and I can't talk about it, but it's on top of brain, and I'm having trouble pushing it aside until I get home and I can reply to it. Is that dry? Some kind of dryer sheets. So I've been up about an hour and a half. I've had my toast. I've had some coffee. I had a laugh. I watched a James Veitch video about replying to spam. So today's Tuesday. I got today, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday, Thursday. So I got 3 days to get a project put together for the weekend. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 14, 15, 16, 17, is Novel Rama, where a bunch of us try to write 25,000 words in 4 days. I know I mentioned this like yesterday. between now and then, I have to schedule my sprint schedule. I will preload all the sprint times for each morning, so that if something happens and I get drawn away, my computer dies, any number of things can happen to interfere, I still have the benchmark times so that starting and stopping, they all work correctly. And I'm debating on whether or not I'm going to go with 25-minute sprints or not. Generally, when I sprint, I do 25 and 5. So 25 minutes sprints, 5 minutes off. 25 minutes sprints, 5 minutes off, which gives me 2 sprints an hour, which is 50 minutes with a 10-minute break spread over 2 periods every hour. And it's, I like them because you have to do, you're always doing something. Your threshold, your horizon is always very close to you. And so the short sprints, it's like, okay, I only got 25 minutes. I got to write as much as I can in the next 25 minutes. And the clock is ticking. And and so they serve as a really, for me, they serve as a really good focus. For people who aren't used to sprinting, it's like, oh my God, how do I keep all of this straight? How do I deal with all of this? It's happening so fast. And it can be overwhelming. It can be overwhelming. So I'm wondering whether I want to change it up and do one 50-minute sprint with a 10-minute break. There's a lot to recommend that. It's it's what we've been doing with our videos, Writers Who Swear, Writers Who Swear. Yeah, no. Yes, it could very easily be Writers Who Swear, but it was like Writers Who Stare. And so when we're doing our staring sessions, where we open up a video chat and then mute the mics and go to work, those have been 50 and 10. And they work really well. I mean, the first 5 minutes are usually kind of flappy, but flailing around trying to figure out what you're going to do next. It worked really well for my editing efforts last week. Oh, it reminds me, I just got Barbarian back for my daughter already. We're down to the last few little, how's this gonna work? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? We're down to the last few, so she's finished working on the cover. And, we look up for beta readers for that too. Karen has dug into Finwell Bay, and she's tweeting about it. And she always builds me up so big. It's like she always has such nice things to say about the words and the writing and the story. And I think she does it with every one of her writers. I think she does it with all of the work that she does. But I find it particularly gratifying that she finds some of the little things that I put in the stories and elevates them. I mean, there are a lot of cheesy lines. There are a lot of words in there, that a lot of lines in their sentences, little pieces that are kind of, you know, I write them and I think, geez, is that too cheesy? Is that over the top? And then she'll pick one of them up and say, look at this sentence, look at this, how this is put together, look at this. And I'm guessing, no, I guess it's okay. So yeah, only a few people got to read Finwell Bay before I sent it to Karen, because I had to get it to Karen. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. But she's got at least another 2 weeks to go on this, so I need to get one of these books out to beta readers. I need to figure out how to send it to only a subset of my mailing list. I have about 300 people who want to be beta readers. And if I send out the call to all of them, looking for 10 people, I have 10 people in about 5 minutes, but then I get another 150 people over the next 4 or 5 days. Despite the fact that I put very clearly in it, first 10 only, if you're reading this more than 15 minutes after the timestamp, you're probably too late. Which kind of penalizes people who don't have email running all the time on their desktop so that they see it when it pops up. On the other hand, I want people who have some time and are able to respond in a short notice in order to do the beta read within a timely fashion. It doesn't do me any good for you to volunteer to do a beta read, and then you don't give me the feedback for 2 weeks. I really need it within, ideally, I'd like to have it in 24, 48 hours. I'm not asking for a real deep read, I'm asking for a kind of a surface opinion. I'm not looking for a typo list, although I do incorporate them. It does probably make Karen's job easier. I don't know. There has to be a way to do this in ConvertKit. I need to do a little bit of research to figure out how to make this work. Because I've got two books now that are going to be going out to beta readers in the next 2 weeks. God, I've got a lot to do today. Organizing my thinking around how this is going to go today. Because I really want to take the afternoon off. I spent the last 2 days. I took Saturday off. Today's Tuesday. I took Saturday off. So I spent the last 2 days. Sunday I worked until almost 11 p.m. And yesterday I worked all day. It was like just about dinner time by the time I got done with my draft. And then I worked with my daughter for a while on some of the finer points of how we're going to do the next book. has put together a beat sheet, 40 sentence outline spreadsheet for her. I probably should build a blank one that has the beats in it. I finished the 11th percenter, I finished the first book of the 11th percent, and it was really good. It was paranormal mystery. Really quite interesting. It's had some interesting takes on the various planes of existence, and the magic system is consistent. It was a story that I have not read before, and so from that perspective, I really enjoyed it a great deal. So, Morris. Pretty sure that's it, because I kept looking at it wanting to make it T. Morris, and it's not T. Morris, it's the initial T. H. The 11th percent. I liked it. If you like paranormal, you'll like it. In front of the Scotty Dog, way down the road there. I just waved at her because I'm making the turn to go north beside the park. And I got to pick something else to read. I'm going to pick up another book. I got a whole bunch of stuff in my TBR pile. I got stuff I don't remember picking up. I also seem to have Kindle seems to think I have three books scheduled for download, but only two of them have synced up in the last 3 days. And it's been hanging there for 3 days. I don't know quite how to deal with it. I'm going to fucking reboot the phone if it will straighten out. I don't know. I'll try that later. So I have a lot of stuff to read. I thought I had picked up a sample of Theda Hudson's Dirty Book series, because I wanted to see what her dirty books were about. Because she's a really cool lady. And she's a sketch in person. She's one of these people who just never ceases to amaze me. She talks a mile a minute, and she always comes at any subject like from 45 degrees off perpendicular. Say she never she always has these really interesting takes on anything you want to mention. I can't think of any offhand, but she's just a delightful woman, and I want to read some of her stuff. I actually talked to her about writing short stories. She's a big proponent in short story writing, and I'm like, I can write a novel in 2 months. I can write a novella in 5 months. I can write a short story in a year. Why would I write a short story? And yet there's this idea that perhaps I could find new readers if I could put some short stories in some magazines. So maybe, I don't know. But the idea, because we have had conversations before about how I've made a statement that you can't make a living selling short stories. And she argued, and the basis of her argument is, well, first you have to write 200 or 300 short stories, and then you have to keep them, posting them out there until one of them sells, and just keep them in circulation until somebody buys them. Which is, seems like pretty labor intensive. And in the meantime, you have to keep writing new stories all the time. It's like, I'm not sure of the efficiency of this process. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.